All righty. Speaking of early risers, we got a couple of them on the line with me right now. We got Roger James and Michelle Bisgrove. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Cliff.
Good morning, indeed. So, the reason you guys are on the phone is we got another Cascadia session that's going to be coming up in January, but the deadline to get registered for this is coming up the end of this week, right?
Correct. Yep. Yeah, this will be the 15th offering of our 10-day program, which started in the year 2000, and we take a maximum of 24 people, and the deadline is coming up, and we always have a waiting list.
Okay, so it's time to get in on it then. So explain to folks what Cascadia is.
Sure. Cascadia is many things. It's really a center for leadership that was founded primarily through the work of Julie Fulkerson and Kathy Moxon back in 2000. They were looking at the sort of the next wave of leadership in our region. You know, a lot of the folks who are running businesses and senior people in education and nonprofits were getting older. They came here or started working here in the 70s and 80s, and they were looking around for who's going to be leading the various sectors of our communities and our region in the future. And they said, we need to take a serious look at how we're going to systematically give people opportunities to grow as leaders. So they looked at various alternative models around the country and came up with our version, which has evolved over the last 13, 14 years. We do workshops and luncheons, but the primary, the core of it, is a 10-day program, 5 2-day sessions over a 4-month period, so January to April of 2014 in this case, with 24 people really looking at their strengths as leaders and looking at how they can make themselves more effective.
Excellent. And Michelle, you've gone through the program, right?
I have.
How did that work for you?
Brought out of that a lot of good tools that I could use here in my current position with Cocotat as well as at home with my own children.
All right. You're able to get more out of them, huh?
Most definitely.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So is this course primarily for business people, or is it for really anyone?
No, it's not primarily for business at all. It's really one of the things I love most about it, Cliff, is that it's 24 people who really want to learn. You know, they're adult learners, so they're spending a lot of time and some money being in the room trying to get better at what they do, and they come from business, nonprofits, education, government. We've had elected leaders in there, all ages, and really all levels of experience from new supervisors to people who are very senior in the work they've been doing for the last X number of years.
Excellent. Now, I would venture to guess that our current Congress has not taken the Cascadia course.
I'm proud to say that they have not.
Because I think they would get along better and be able to actually get things done rather than just shutting the government down.
Well, that is an emphasis that we make very strongly in this work, and that is your ability to know yourself and to be able to work effectively with people who are different from you in terms of the way they approach the world, their philosophy, their politics is really critical to moving the cause forward. If you can't work with people who are different from you, without compromising your own beliefs and values, you're not going to be an effective leader.
Case in point, our government. Yes, indeed. All righty. Well, the thing is that you know, that of course is a very high profile. We've all seen it. It's been on the news. But that kind of thing plays out all the time, you know, in our own worlds. You know, because there are lots of different diverse viewpoints. Humboldt County attracts them, and.
Yep.
If you want to be able to get along and actually get stuff accomplished, you know, you need to be able to work outside your comfort zone.
Most definitely.
Yeah, and I think Michelle can speak to this. She works in at Cocotat in an extremely diverse environment, and helping people to work across work boundaries, across cultures, across language barriers, different ways of viewing the world, is pivotal to having any organization move smoothly and actually accomplish its goals and its vision.
You want to talk to that, Michelle?
Completely. Cascadia really has taught me that, you know, everyone talks and communicates in a different way. And Cascadia kind of teaches you different ways that you can negotiate around to talk to people, to work together, to make it work. A lot of times, you know, you may not agree with something, and it teaches you to agree not to to agree, but to move on and to find a solution and ways of doing that. It's helped me tremendously.
Fantastic. So let's get to what we need to get to, and that is getting registered, because time is running out. This Friday is the deadline.
Yep.
How does one get registered for this?
One goes to our website, which is cascadialeadership.org, and it will give you details about the dates for the session, the goals for the sessions, tuition, and you can download an application and then email that to our program coordinator at Humboldt Area Foundation.
Excellent. Now, I know it's a small, limited group. How many spaces are left at this point?
We have, I didn't check this morning, but I think we have about 10 left.
Okay, so...
And that's pretty typical for, you know, it's Humboldt County, so
right.
People tend to do things at the last moment. I can only encourage folks, if they are interested, to not wait, because, as I said, we've had a waiting list for the last several years, and if it's important to you to be in this cohort, don't delay.
Okay. Again, this Friday is the deadline, and the classes begin January 9th.
Correct.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both.
Thank you,
Cliff.
Mm-hmm. And best of luck with the next session.
Thanks so much.
All righty. Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Roger James and Michelle Bisgrove talking to us about Cascadia. The next session is coming up on the 9th of January, and the deadline to get in on that is this Friday.